Yo, 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 it's the PDOT Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome back to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Episode 122 of Season 7. That's Ciento. Dos is 22. 122 of season 7. Season 7. Hey, let's go. Welcome back, man. This is the 122nd episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, and it is called It Be Like That Sometimes. Like, it straight up be like that sometimes. Like, I'm looking at the time now. I hit it, like, dead on the head, like 10 o'clock. So at the time of this recording, I like to document a lot of things because you never know when you're going to need things to help you in your thought process every day. I know for me, I know I'm currently at what? Today is day 307. We got like 58 days to go for the rest of the year. And right now I'm trying to make sure that I'm not trying is in an action word. So I'm making sure that I just stay consistent with the run streak. And I won't even make this a long drawn out process because, you know, right now it's a reason why the episode is called It Be Like That Sometimes. Like right now I'm trying to like make sure my daughter is like trying to go to sleep. So this is good because I can show her just like how I show Ayana, and I can show Farrah like when certain things happen during the show, and we can go back and we can laugh at it while we're driving in the car, things like that. You know, it be like that sometimes. So today's episode, again, is called It Be Like That Sometimes. And I know for a fact you may be going through something and you like, man, does this really happen to everybody? Does this really happen just for me? You know?
Carly.
Yeah, so bear with me. So sometimes it be like that sometimes. You can say, hey, don't do this a million times, but until it clicks in and they're ready to do it, that's how it is. So it be like that sometimes. And I love the fact that I can have and be of a, you know, a vessel for messaging because it always helps. So like even with part of my run streak, man, like today I got up, you know, and I'm like, man, I don't want to run today. Like I really don't feel like it. You know, I know deep down that I'm not going to give up. I know I'm going to finish this out right and finish it out strong, but doing this consistently takes a toll on your body. Doing this consistently makes you go places you haven't been mentally. Doing this consistently just takes your mind places that you never thought it could go. So when you have the feeling of just propelling yourself forward and putting forth your best effort, and you're just like, man, I'm really changing some things about my life right now. And with my run streak, I just know that I'm close. I'm right there towards the end. And like I said, I didn't want to get up and run today, but it's like, no, you're in a different mindset right now. You have a different state of mind because of what you've been through. Like you've been through some things. So it's like, you know, you can go to the next level if you just remain consistent. I've never done anything for 307 days in a row that I can remember but just eat. And I'm not even saying that to be funny. It's just I know, like, consistently, I was like, oh, yeah. Because, you know, eating was my coping mechanism, so I definitely always ate. But I was just overindulging in things that I know that weren't the best thing for me. So, you know, that's how life goes. Like, life can give you many different curveballs where you're just like, man, why is this happening to me? But it's like you have to go through certain things at certain levels, and you got to have a thoughtful communicator on the other side of trying to get through. So if you don't have someone that, and everyone is built at different communication levels, it all depends on how you grew up. We all grew up with different advice. So when you have different advice, it's all about trying to make things make sense. I told you before, like, I don't necessarily have to be right, but I want to be relatable. Because if I'm relatable, then the communication isn't a barrier. It's more of a way for us to cross aisles if we don't agree on things. Like, people get it messed up and mixed up when they feel as if just because I disagree with you on something, I can't like you as a person. No, I can like you as a person. It's just that one of these two or three things that we just don't agree on. But I still, from the basis, is like the friendship aspect should always be just that. But that's how life works. It be like that sometimes. People not going to have the same type of ideology as you. We grew up with different advice. So when we had, you know, when you grow up with different advice, you tend to look at things differently until you get out of that zip code mentality and you go around people who you know, you're like, man, you know what? This is different. This is something that I can really enjoy. Carly, lay down, baby. Thank you. Can you do that for Daddy? Come on. Come here. Come on. Can you just come over here and just chill with me? Okay. I had a feeling this was going to happen, but don't touch nothing, okay? Can you just lay down? Can you just lay on Daddy? You just lay on Daddy? Okay. So, and it be like that sometimes. Like, this is my heart right here, you know, but can you just, you say you're gonna relax though, right? Yeah? Look, just say yes right there. You gonna say yes? You gonna relax?
Yes.
You gonna be good?
Yes.
You're always good, but can you like try to go to sleep?
Yeah.
You gonna try to go to sleep?
Nope.
You heard it here first. She said nope. So but come on, just work with Daddy here, okay? Can you just close your eyes and just relax? Okay. But it be like that sometimes. And that's just how life goes. But in all, you know, in all seriousness though. In all seriousness, life is gonna always throw you curveballs. And like I said, even with just like this rush, it's deeper than, you know, when I said the communication barrier. Like, it doesn't have to be a barrier. It can be a way, is like not being right, but being relatable. Because I know many people, including myself, have ostracized relationships because in the past, because I've learned from these things and getting out of that zip code mentality, I got to talk to different people from different ways of life. And we have the same understanding about just in a different way. Like I always say, everyone that likes you doesn't like you for the same reason. And everyone that dislikes you doesn't dislike you for the same reason. So you should really just be yourself and just find ways of communication that you agree with people so you can have less interactions and conflict. Like, I like interactions and just being good and being nice and being kind. And you stand in your lane, I'm standing in mine. If we cross paths and we talk, we, you know, do all whatever things that's necessary, you know, as far as friendship goes. Because everybody's not meant to stay around forever. And it's just like, sometimes you have to just go outside of that and see what's for you. It be like that sometimes. You know, and come on, Kerr. I thought you going to chill for Daddy. Yes? Yes, okay. Like life is going on. But you know, this is the part of fatherhood that is just like, I really enjoy the most. And this is taking a turn. Only for the good, though. And my baby's right here. And this is something that I was a little fearful of because I'm always sought out to be perfect. And life isn't about perfection. Life is about consistency. And if you can remain consistent in your efforts, your habits become stronger. Your future is designed in your habits. So if you only want to hear and be around people who help enable your procrastination aspect, then you're going to stay where you're at. If you only want people to enable the lack of accountability, you'll stay where you're at. So you don't want to stay where you're at because you want to surround yourself with people who have high aspirations, but they also put in the work and they are consistent. I did an episode about called Sacred Circle. Have your sacred circle. You don't have to worry about the outside noise if the circle is okay. Take care of the circle. The circle is the opinions that matter the most. Being a father means the most to me. And I was fearful because I wanted to be perfect, but I had to understand that I can't seek perfection, but I can seek consistency. I just told you, this is 307 days of running every day. That means even in January when it was 15 below zero, I got evidence. Remember I say I document things? I have proof. It's negative 25 degrees outside. I'm outside running. I'm going to post it in my story. You know, just because, you know, I'm going to do it. Because, like, why not? I can show you what consistency looks like. Every day this year I have gotten up and I have ran no matter what has gone on in my life. And it's a lot that has gone on. And as the season progresses, you will understand and see where my frame of mind is. And where I'm trying to go with it. Not trying. We're going to have to catch myself. I have to hold myself accountable. Okay. You okay? Okay. See, I don't seek perfection, but I seek consistency. No matter what, I'm going to give you a show no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to give you a show. I know people, and I love the fact that people can say, man, on Thursdays, I know Pat putting up a show. Pat, you putting up a show on Thursday, man. I know you're going to be consistent with that. They know when they come and watch my story, what I do. I get up in the morning, like, good morning, good morning, good morning. Get up. Check out God's artwork. It's beautiful. Hashtag clear my fitness mile on your walk or your run today. Know that I love you. Tell someone else, you love them today too. And you already know. Let's go. I mean that. When I say that, I mean that. So understand that we're in this together. We all can win. There's a way for us to get to where we need to go. We just need to communicate and be consistent in our communication. That's it. I knew, like, when I was running in negative 25 degree weather, that I was like, you know what? I'm locked in. I'm ready to go. Because it can be like that sometimes too. If you just start, continue to put in that work, you want that job, you want that promotion, you want that car, you want that house. Be consistent in changing some things. Rome wasn't built in a day. Put the work in. Like Marcus always say, the work will always show. No matter if you put it in or not. Like you put the work in or not. No matter what it is, you'll see if you put forth your best effort to continue to be great. You're going to go through some things. Man, don't I know that. You're going to go through some things in life. Some things that you just can't explain. Some things you just don't understand at the moment. But this is why you pray. This is why I pray 3:30 every morning. I'm up, I'm praying, I'm meditating. I'm making sure the girls, we all good. This is my job every day. No matter what, I have to be consistent. I have a certain time that I pick them up every single day in increments. Boom, 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 boom. I make sure it happens every single day. I am consistent. Being a father is one of the greatest things that has ever happened to me. And I take it serious. I want to make sure these girls understand, like, what a man looks like, how he's supposed to treat them. You know, no matter what you want to do, I just want to show you the way. It's just that, you know, we get so caught up in being, like, perfect. You just put in the work. Because it's going to show regardless. You'll know if you're a good parent or not. You'll know if you're a bad parent or not. Like, don't, again, use that for your sacred circle. You don't have to get opinions of people who don't matter. And not saying that they just don't matter as a person. They don't matter as far as being affecting your life. Listen to your circle. Your circle may just be you and your lady, you and your guy, your girl, your guy. You don't matter. It's going to happen that way, no matter what it is. Just believe in yourself. Trust the process. You're going somewhere. No matter where you're doing, you're going somewhere. You're going to put in the work and it's going to show. It's going to show for you. Just keep doing it. I wanted to be that example. I just want to be an example of what a consistency looks like. 307 days I've gotten up every single day, no matter what. No matter what. And Lord knows those long runs. Do you know where your mind goes to run for 3 hours straight? You think about some things, especially the things that you done been through. You say, man, first of all, you like, how can I even get my mind to even go this far? You know, it's like, that's a real thing. I'm locked in for over three hours and 42 minutes. I'm just running, mind going everywhere because of all of the things everything you put it in perspective, but you're just like, wow, I done been through some things. So just to be consistent, like I said, you, as the season progresses, you'll see what I'm saying. And I'm over 875 miles today. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to shoot for the 1,000. Only because I want to be consistent. I'm going to say that now. I've cut down on the miles because I don't want to keep having the wear and tear on my body. I just want to finish out every single day of running this year, 365 days. I want to run 365 days consistently. Today is day 307. As of this recording, today is day 307. And I just want to be consistent because I will be consistent. You need to be consistent. I believe in you. You believe in you. You just got to start saying it. Your brain doesn't know when you're serious or not. So when you just got to keep saying the things, but when you say things that you really don't mean, your brain remembers that. It's one of the strongest assets that you have. Make it make sense. Understand your own worth. Put that first. Everything else will come into play. I'm telling you. It'll happen that way. So on that note, man, we keeping it light today. I'm about to put baby girl to bed. I'm about to make me one more taco, though. I'm not going to lie to you. Tonight's food came from me. And the sides came from Chipotle. I just had to put that out there. The sides did come from Chipotle. I love they hot salsa. And then they had the guac. And then I had the pico de gallo. So had all of that. And then I bought the ground beef, vegan, of course, the Beyond Meat ground beef. And then I bought the tortillas. Then I put a little bit of Country Clock plant-based butter on there, put it on the tortillas. And then I put it in the warmer, got a taco warmer. And my lips are on fire right now because of that hot sauce. That hot sauce, I almost put the whole thing on one taco right now. So my lips are on fire right now. But I appreciate the love. I appreciate the support, man. You can go ahead and download the Clear My Fitness podcast on Apple, iHeartRadio, Spotify, you know, all of the areas that, you know, your streaming platform reaches. I love y'all, man. This has always been good. I'm about to go ahead and put her to sleep. I got clothes to wash. I got the kitchen to clean up. I got a baby to put to bed. I'm about to double check homework. All that good stuff. So, yeah. This is the day in the life. The day in the life of me. Right? Yeah. So, yeah. And she was supposed to have been laying there. Girl, we not about to keep going back and forth with this, okay? So, on that note, know that I love you. Tell someone else you love them today, too. And you already know. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.